And with that, we do welcome Roughnecks quarterback P.J. Walker to the program. P.J. Charlie here in the studio. I appreciate the time. I want to blend some football along with introducing you to more Houstonians who are getting down with the Roughnecks here. But let's start on the football side. 3-0, what, 11 touchdowns accounted for in three games. Did you think you were going to tear it up this way, going through first getting on the Roughnecks squad and through the joint practices and a couple of preseason games? Did you have a feeling this offense was going off from the start?
Yeah, you know, I thought the offense was an opportunity for me to, you know, showcase what I was capable of, and the opportunity is presenting itself, and I just wanted to take full advantage of it, you know, get an opportunity to go out there and play on the football field and, you know, show people that I'm what I'm capable of.
Well, you turned 25 a couple of days ago, so I presume a pretty happy birthday the way things are going. How did the XFL first get on your radar? Did they scout out? Did you have an agent still working with you? How did the ball get in motion?
Yeah, me and my agent, we pretty much had it in discussion, you know, based off of everything that was going on with the NFL, and just in case things didn't work out at that, work out there, you know, I was just going to have a try to go get film here, you know, just get opportunity to come and play here.
Well, a couple seasons worth of practice squad time with the Colts, so obviously very familiar with NFL operations, multiple head coaches there, Matt Rhule during most of your time at Temple, and now June Jones. And where I'm going with this, PJ, is there are different ways to coach and coach successfully. Matt Rhule seems like an extremely hyper personality. June Jones, at least on the sideline, a little more mellow. Of course, he's older. What do you make of the June Jones quarterback head coach offensive coordinator relationship?
I love it. You know, just because I know what he's thinking. You know, almost every time, and just try to just stay mellow, just as mellow as him. You know, he's relaxed on the sideline every time, and he's just chilling. He's out there just calling plays, and he's in conversation. You know, he's gonna approach the problem. He's not going to yell at you or anything like that. He's going to talk to you.
Hey, on Rhule, you were there when he took Temple from nowhere to big time before leaving for that Baylor job. You don't have the frame of reference as a college kid to maybe answer this. But at the time, were you thinking, well, this guy's big time. Now with his $62 million contract coaching the Carolina Panthers, have you gotten word yet to him? Ditch Cam, I'm ready.
Nah, man. Matt is a great guy, you know, and I think he'll do his best for the organization. I think his best for the organization moving forward will be everything that he'll do, and he'll put everybody in the right position to succeed. And hopefully, I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing what he do at that level.
One, of course, the all-time sports cliches is take them one game at a time. So the entire focus is Sunday on the Renegades, the first Houston-Dallas, actually Houston-Arlington matchup. You are 3-0. Is there any thought of, you know what, we're just going to dominate this league and nobody's beating us?
Yeah, that's my thought. You know, that's my thought. We just gonna do what we do. You know, we're going to play the game how we play. We're going to play fast. We're going to play physical. We're just going to go out there, fly around, make plays. You know, we're looking forward to actually going out there and competing. Going out there having a good time.
Talking with Houston Roughnecks quarterback P.J. Walker Sunday, and by the way, on ESPN 97.5 Sunday afternoon as they try for 4-0. You mentioned playing fast, of course. Everybody has to play fast to some extent with the 25-second play clock. In terms of the Rhule wrinkles in XFL, is there one you like the most?
I would say that the 2-point conversion and the 1-point and the 3-point conversion, you know, you don't always have to kick a field goal. There's no field goals at all. It's actually just a 1, 2, or 3, you know, just trying to get points up, get as many points up in the game as you could.
You list at 5'11". Russell Wilson's 5'11". Drew Brees is 6 feet, maybe in his cleats. What do you think, what did you enter the XFL, join the Roughnecks with thinking, this is what I need to prove to maybe reopen some doors for yourself to the NFL?
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to go out there and show people that I can play, you know, at this level, and, you know, I could. Everything that I was doing on the practice squad and, you know, with the reps I was getting at Indy during my time there, you know, I just try to go put it out there on film in live game action and just take advantage of, you know, the guys like Russell Wilson, who's my size. You know, you just got to, you know, find ways to make things happen.
Hey, did you know any of your receivers, just lives past, different tryout camps, whatever, at all? Or everything is totally new, and you've built great chemistry with multiple guys in close to no time?
Yeah, everything's totally new. Everything's totally new from me here. You know, even with every player on the team, pretty much, it's all new.
Does anyone in your life call you Phil or Philip, or are you PJ to everybody?
Phil, my mom calls me Phil. When she speaks to me, everybody calls me PJ, so she just called me Phil.
And the J stands for?
Justice.
Justice, got it. All right, PJ Walker, Roughnecks quarterback, Sunday at the Renegades. Obviously, there's not all kinds of film on the opposition, but there are 3 weeks. We had June Jones on at the outset. He said, you know, we're going to primarily be about doing what we do and doing it the very best we can. Is that evolving now? Is there much more team-specific game planning for what Dallas will try to throw at you defensively Sunday?
We're going to do what we do, you know. As long as we progress as a team, I think we'll be in good hands. I think we'll be moving the ball up and down the field. So we're just going to take it one day at a time and do what we actually do. You know, we're not going to try to change anything. We're not going to do nothing that we don't do out of the ordinary. We're going to continue to play.
PJ Walker, Roughnecks quarterback. I like to work in just something that's a little bit inside football or whatever the sport that we're talking about. Can you give us one play call, just one play call that's relayed to you in the huddle that you pass along to your guys for, I was going to say go to the line of scrimmage, but lining up to take the snap anyway. One full play call.
One full play call. Our play call here is pretty much, you know, we're going like 80 Hank, you know, just try to get something quick on the outside, just try to get a quick throw.
All right, so pretty basic, simple terminology, and a lot of read and react stuff after the snap as much as anything else?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, PJ Walker, Houston Roughnecks quarterback, Sunday afternoon in Arlington against the Dallas Renegades. They can never keep that stuff straight up there. PJ, appreciate the time. Again, belated happy birthday and continued success trying to stay undefeated.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, we get our break in just past the top of the hour. Back half of the program to work our way through.